With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Almost 2 months have passed since Melissa Beeson was last seen in Lac des Flambeaux. She's one of thousands of Native American women that are reported missing each year. On May 5th, local tribal communities gathered to raise awareness and call for an end to violence against indigenous people. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
More than 300 people walked down the streets of Lac des Flambeaux Monday evening. They wore bright red and held signs and flags that said things like, "Out of darkness and into the light," "Justice for Stephanie Grace Bearstail," and "We walk for our murdered and missing Indigenous women and relatives."
Because we have men here that were also murdered, so we didn't want to exclude the men.
That's Alicia LaBarge. She's one of the main organizers of this year's MMIW Walk in Lac des Flambeaux. She started it 5 years ago with her boxing team when only about 15 people came out. Her sister, Dorothy Grant, says the head count this year is 324.
It's amazing. I can't believe the amount of support we get more and more each year. We just keep progressively getting bigger and bigger and bringing the awareness.
That awareness that 4 in 5 Native women will experience violence in their lifetime. That homicide was in the top 10 leading causes of death for American Indian and Alaskan Native men in the year 2020. And that of the thousands of cases of murdered and missing Indigenous people, most go unsolved. Gloria Toybo says she's had talks with her daughter about being cautious and trusting her gut.
I always tell my daughter, as you know, you gotta fight because that's your last stand, because once they get you in the car, then that's another story.
Toybo has helped organize the MMIW walk in Mole Lake for the Sacaga and Chippewa community for the last 4 years. This year, they decided to join with Lac des Flambeaux. People also joined from the Lac Butte Désert tribe in Waters Meet.
If we start reaching out to other communities, we can let each other know that we can unite and, you know, become a stronger awareness.
That support meant a lot to LaBarge.
Everybody kind of wants to spread the awareness in their own community, and for them to come here and join us in ours is pretty great.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Lac des Flambeaux.
Wildfires that get started could spread very quickly this week. High temperatures, low humidity, and dry grass and pine needles are creating hazardous conditions. On Monday, the Ackley Fire burned about 23 acres of swamp grass and cattails over a 4.5-mile stretch of highway near Ashland. So far in 2025, 658 wildfires have burned 2,200 acres of land. With little to no rain in the forecast, the Wisconsin DNR is suspending burn permits in 30 counties. To help prevent wildfires, the DNR is asking people to avoid all burning until conditions improve. People should also be cautious with outdoor equipment and trailers. Sparks thrown by machinery could quickly lead to a fire. Scam text messages impersonating the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and toll authorities are on the rise, even though Wisconsin does not have toll roads. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The text claims you have unpaid tolls and threaten extra fees and fines if not paid promptly. They include links to pay these fees and can also list a phone number to call. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin says she's received about 10 of those texts in the past month. She says they originally appeared to be from numbers in states like Connecticut or New York, but they're now mimicking the Wisconsin DMV, showing an increased level of sophistication.
They're harvesting credit card information and then using your credit card to go buy whatever other things they want. So it's really important to not click on any of the links. Don't call any of the phone numbers. Doesn't matter how official it looks.
Ann Clam adds, even though Wisconsin doesn't have toll roads, neighboring states like Illinois do. Anyone with concerns about being scammed can reach out to the Wisconsin DMV or Illinois Toll Services directly. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Florence County needs a new district attorney. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced he is seeking applicants for the position after the death of District Attorney Michael Schulke. The new district attorney will serve the remainder of the term, which ends in January of 2029. The Florence County District Attorney serves on a part-time basis. A part-time district attorney can also maintain a private law practice. The application is available on the Apply to Serve page of the governor's website. The Trump administration has put research on hold that was meant to cut the use of fertilizer on farms. That halts 9 research projects taking place in several Midwest and Great Plains states, including Wisconsin. Harvest Public Media contributor Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The Department of Energy has a branch known as the Moonshot Factory that invests in cutting-edge ideas. It was going to launch 9 projects to cut how much fertilizer is needed for biofuel crops. Maggie Wagner is a plant genetics expert at the University of Kansas who was contracted for one of the projects.
The reduction in groundwater pollution that would result from this, that would be such a big deal for people, especially people living in agricultural communities, but also way downstream in the Gulf.
Fertilizer pollution enters drinking water, and it's a key reason that there's now a massive zone in the Gulf of Mexico almost entirely devoid of life. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.